The Trader Cobb Crypto Show, talking business in blockchain.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Today's guest is from the land of exchanges. Now, I talk about them a lot and I talk to a number of them as well. I'm really looking forward to having Raj Wadhera, who's the Director of Sales and Marketing at Cryptopia. Thanks so much for being on the show, Raj.
Welcome, Craig. How are you doing?
Mate, I am very well and very much looking forward to getting into this conversation. But before we get too deep into what's going on in the space, do you want to give us a little bit of a background on yourself, mate?
So, Craig, I was born and raised in Sydney, travelled through Singapore and the UK, settled in Auckland with the family, and now I am working for Cryptopia in Christchurch. Background has been predominantly in IT&T, so worked for the Microsofts, the Vodafones of the world, and prior to that I did a business and law degree at UTS.
Right, so you've done the Australian thing of moving from Australia via Asia to the UK. I note that you've skipped New York, which many do, and you've ended up in all places in Christchurch. That's an interesting journey to get there. And I mean, look, with Cryptopia, look, I want to touch on the amazing growth. I mean, tell us a bit about Cryptopia, how it started and where you're at, because from what I understand, it's just been pretty phenomenal, right?
Craig, it's been huge. It's been absolutely huge. So we've gone from a team of two staff or two founders, effectively. We're sitting at about 120 employees now, and they're based both in Christchurch and in London. We do have a small office in London. It's just been absolutely phenomenal growth in terms of staff, in terms of trade volumes. We're doing huge volumes. We're always, if you take out all the wash trading and all the other stuff, we're in the top 10 exchanges in the world. So it's a very big success story for a very small country.
That's amazing, mate. I mean, you've got, what, 2.3 million accounts. Is that somewhere accurate?
That is very close to the mark, Craig, yep.
Now, sorry to interrupt, but I mean, there's only about 2.3 million Kiwis in New Zealand, so assuming you're getting your clientele from all over the place, right?
we do indeed. So of our 2.3, roughly about 2% is from New Zealand. About 5% is from Australia. Our biggest base is from the US and from Europe, and they're roughly about 30-35% each.
Wow. All right, well, look, I mean, how long have you been in the role? Have you been there from early days? Or?
No. I'm new to Cryptopia, so I've only been in role for, it's been about 2 months now, about 2 months.
Yeah, okay, because, I mean, look, there's some big shoes to fill there, mate. I mean, the 2.3, that's insane growth, right? And assuming it happened over the last couple of years, as everything in this space kind of has blown up in the last couple of years, somebody's been doing something right. So why is Cryptopia so successful and so popular? What are some of the things that you guys are doing that are hitting the mark and allowing this phenomenal growth?
So, Craig, when we started, we were designed or built by a couple of developers who were, a little bit anti-establishment, like crypto was founded for, really. So that drew a certain audience, which built our base up. Obviously, with the success of cryptocurrencies as a macro level, a lot of people, ma and pa investors, even some of the financial institutes, are now looking at trading in cryptocurrencies and taking cryptocurrencies as a valid tender. So that sort of amplified our growth a lot. There were some speculative investors in there as well. I get that. But majority of them are still trading and they're still on our platform and, they're still looking at working with cryptocurrencies in the long run.
I mean, with the platform itself, I mean, you said people are trading. Now, obviously, I am a trader, so it'll be interesting to see. Do you find that you have people making lots of buy and sells, getting in and out, or is there a certain segmentation of your audience that are active, or is there? Do you just sort of see a lot more on the buy side than the actual sell side? Because a lot of people will jump in, they'll buy, and they'll do nothing else again.
Look, it depends on the profile of the investor, Craig, to be honest. We do have traders that, we'll say hedge funds or whatever you want to call it, the term is. I don't want to use the word arbitrage because, that's not correct. But there is traders who hedge and do short-term trades. That's fine. We do have also a large number of traders who just buy and sit and stay. And they're more the newer investors who aren't quite sure around the investment cycles. So they'll just hold and buy and hold. But we do have a probably half split, and half of them are regular high volume traders.
Well, that's pretty good for the business because, I mean, you want to have volume. Volume is the model. You need to have more people making more trades to make everything work. What are some of the features that you've got? I mean, look, one of the things that that I struggle with as a trader, and all the audience will be very aware of this because I do talk about it frequently, is that there's still so much lacking as far as platforms go in this space. I mean, the obvious thing would be to have an entry, stop, and target all linked at the same time, but apparently that's not obvious in the space. What tools have you guys got that can make my life a little bit easier?
Yeah, so excellent question, Craig. So what we are looking at doing is that it's an evolution, right? So all the exchange space and all the crypto space, it is still evolving. Compared to what we had even a year ago to where we are today, it's come a long way. Yes, we will have put options and all the other stuff coming. It's something that we will mature into eventually. We have got those feature product benefits coming soon. Right now, what we are trying to do is align ourselves around trust. So we are fully compliant with New Zealand law. There was a white paper issued by the government probably about 3 months ago now, New Zealand government, around using cryptocurrency and the acceptance of cryptocurrency at a government level, which is good. So we're that's the story that I'm very passionate about, is building that trust model up. So yes, we're compliant. Yes, we are trying to work within the government's regulations. Transparency is a big thing that comes with the trust thing as well, and not keeping our customers' data secure. So all our infrastructure, so the back end of our platform, all very secure. It's all encrypted. It's all, hosted very securely. So I'm quite proud of that. And that's quite a big differentiator to some of the other exchanges out there.
Well, it needs to be. I mean, look, at the end of the day, if you're going to be hodling, it's probably not a bad idea to be storing in safe places. Now, however, whatever the individual sees as being safe is up to them. There's many different options, of course, but a platform that is safe for us to have something sitting on. I like to have some currency sitting on most platforms that I work from, just so that if there is something that I need to grab quickly, then I have the ability to go ahead and grab it, and any major holdings sit in a much safer location. Let's say I buy ZRX right now, OX, right? Because I've got an order for a trade in literally right now that I've been stalking, and let's say I get into it. Can I then put a stop loss in nice and easily? Yes. Okay. And when I put my buy order in, will the stop loss also be linked to that, or is it one at a time like most platforms are? Do you have the OCO function?
Yeah, so at the moment it's one at a time. It is on our product roadmap. And we're looking at delivering that probably next quarter. So that'll be in January, February timeframe.
Okay, so that was my next question, is what is on this roadmap? So let's continue on that path. So obviously you're going to be looking at OCO orders, linking orders, that sort of thing. One of the things for me is, we spoke briefly prior to hitting record. We're looking at bringing in a new market, a new bunch of people to participate in this space. So, take your 2.3 million, let's make it 4 million. And the idea behind that is the market's there and willing. I get a lot of friends that are traders that have said, look, I'd love to trade crypto. I just can't be bothered around the risk and all the crap that goes with it. Once you carve out a living as a trader and you know what you're doing, sure, there is the opportunity to go and trade more volatile markets. That's crypto right now. But it's difficult for them to really let go and come across or add it to their platforms, or add it to their spread of products, because it can be a little bit disheartening and confusing. So that whole risk management thing, is that something that, will you give us some nice, easy risk tools? Is that a part of your roadmap?
It's not at the moment, Craig, if I'm being brutally honest. We review our roadmap frequently, like literally every 2 months. So it's something that we look at regularly. But just on that point around, bringing traders from traditional investment tools into crypto, I've got friends in Sydney who are traders effectively. And their answer is, look, it's too volatile, it's just too hard. But having said that, you've got institutes like as quoted by the Financial Times a couple of weeks ago, Fidelity in the US, they have got a crypto function now in terms of custody and trade executions for crypto, right? So when financial institutions like Fidelity, Chicago Mercantile Exchange, they're looking at crypto and are already trading crypto as a part of their portfolio and investment tools, then, you know, it'll be a matter of time. It's a maturity cycle, I guess, for some of those more traditional, you know, traders to come on board. But the onus is also on us to have those tools ready for them when they do come.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it just seems like such a wonderful if we can make it easy for people to participate within this industry, then we're going to have more uptake from different areas. And I focus on what I know and what I'm good at, and that's the trading side of thing. And it'd be great to see, you know, see some risk tools come in, see some new orders come in. Just make my life a little bit easier. That would be wonderful.
We're working on it, Craig.
Good. Well, we'd be happy to help. So talking about trends, this year's been a different one, right? I mean, we haven't seen the craziness it has been, the upward momentum. We haven't seen any real bullish sentiment throughout the year. Most of it's been heading down, and the last couple of months we've been moving sideways. Now, I don't see this sideways momentum, or sorry, this sideways sort of crab walk as being too much of an issue, because I think projects are able to grow and learn. Are there any trends that you have noticed being sort of behind the curtain, i.e. watching the volumes creep in and out at Cryptopia? Any observations you've made about this year as to what you've seen in the past?
Yeah, sure. So like you said, it started off bullish around January, February. Many exchanges got the shock of their lives because they were effectively small businesses, doing millions and millions of dollars of trade and millions of dollars worth of tickets coming in from customers. No exchange was ready for that, if I'm being brutally honest, Craig. Even, you know, no one was ready for it. So anyone who says is lying to you, basically. But there was a huge growth. A lot of the providers weren't ready for it. So the sideways or the tapering off of the markets right now has been good for us as a exchange. It's allowed us time to take stock, build and train our customer support team, both here and in the UK. It's given us time to sit down and work on some of our product enhancements. Then I can talk about some of those after this. But, it's allowed us to take stock, which has been really good. I think there will be a consolidation of exchanges eventually. That has to happen because there is so many of them and they're all so different. Not all of them are compliant. There's some that are doing wash trading, there's some that aren't. It's very hard for an individual investor, a mum and dad investor, to find out which is the right exchange for them, right? So there's a few comments in there that are made, but I'm happy to elaborate on any of those if you want.
Yeah. So, I mean, the trust, let's talk about that, because that's the big thing. I touched on before the storage and the security around this. Now, I've just been going through and creating a whole bunch of content again recently and going through some of these things and talking about 2FA and talking about storage options. Obviously, I would suggest that, you know, Cryptopia would want people to have something on their platform because it gives them, like I said, like the reason I like to have some currency there is because I want to be able to move around when I need to quickly. What are you guys doing that can make people feel more trusting to use Cryptopia over, say, some of these other platforms? And what things should people look out for?
So I'll just cover the first bit of that question first, Craig, around how do we define trust and why I think we're more trusted than anyone else. So number one, we are highly compliant to the New Zealand regulation, which is aligned very closely to Australia and the UK and the US, right? So looking at those big economies, we're very much within that remit and playing within those laws. So we have the Department of Internal Affairs in New Zealand and the equivalent of the ATO, it's called the IRD over here, looking at us very closely, and we have very good working relationships with them. So we're working on keeping them on site. So that's the first thing. The second part around trust is transparency. So user data is secure at all times, and we value our users' data highly. It's number one thing in our product suite. So we are the only exchange in the world to offer 2FA via a token, a physical token. So basically, if you want to go down that path and you want to trade, you need to have one of those similar sort of bank token, the bank
like
FOT.
The bank, yeah.
Okay. It's we're the only exchange that offers that globally. If you're, you know, if you're 2FA authorized, you will get one of these tokens. And no one can trade on your exchange without that number that pops up when you press the button. So, you know, that's really important. So that there's some examples of our trust story, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you're making a big effort. That's the, like, you're making a very big effort. No other platform does it because that's an expense. And, you know, we've seen with a lot of exchanges this year, especially, and last year, remember how everything sort of shut up because they couldn't handle the inflow? Well, instead of improving clients' experience and the products, what they did was focused on getting as many accounts open. And I understand that for a business, you know, your dollars are what you're after there. But it sounds like you guys have, obviously you've onboarded a lot of people, you've managed to scale somehow and do it well, but also you've put the time and effort into actually working on the client security. So it just shows your intent.
And that's one of our key differentiators. You know, we have a large volume of coins that are tradable on our exchange as well, so that's not really a differentiator. But the real differentiator is that we are, you know, very, very aware of how we treat our customers and how we respectfully demonstrate.
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, it's I did have a look, and you do have a whole lot that you can trade or, you know, purchase on the platform, which is a big benefit. So, you know, look, we have to have lots of different accounts in this space, just simply because if we want to pick up this token, it's not listed here. It is a bit cumbersome for us that want to have involvement in many different projects. But Cryptopia has a lot of different options there. Hey, one quick question, actually. So I want to touch on the future of Cryptopia, but before we do that, any plans for bringing in leveraged trading or margin trading in the future?
So I'll answer that, Craig, the same way I answered the earlier question. Yes, it's on our roadmap. It's a matter of prioritizing what's on our roadmap. So, you know, building these products, you know, I think, you know, they're all logical sort of products that you're mentioning that we should have and should be at. But it's a matter of prioritizing which ones do we want to launch first, which ones do we want to build. And then we've got other things to, you know, your fiat on ramps to worry about. You've got API integrations to worry about. You've got a whole separate set of tech problems, tech initiatives that need to be done as well. So it is a matter of prioritizing. As a business, we are doing that. The short answer is yes, we're going to do it. When are we going to do it? I can't give you a date around that.
That's okay, mate. The idea is that you are going to do it at some point, and that at least is a step in the right direction. So before we go, what is the future for Cryptopia? You said that there is this roadmap. There are some changes coming. What can we all expect to see coming up from Cryptopia?
So coming up in the short term, we're working on a new API interface, which is I'm very excited about. I didn't realize I'd get so excited about an API, but hey, guess what? it happens to the best of us occasionally. So look, I'm really excited about the new API. That's probably the next big thing we're going to do. We did go through a brand refresh. So we, for those of you that were more diligent, may have noticed that the UI on our site has changed. So that was a big step to bring our website into the 2018 era. So it was a little bit dated before that. In terms of more detailed charts, that's sort of coming as well. We're working on you know, with third parties on how we can build that solution up in within our remit. So there is things that are coming in a very short term around there. We're also looking at building some more tools around our trust and security, which is imperative. The banks are asking us and the regulators are asking us to build tools that are able to, you know, stop the anti-money laundering laws that apply with those. So we're working on some developments around there too. So we've got a few things on the boil at the moment, and we have a limited team of resources, so it's a matter of prioritising those.
Oh, I hear you on many of those levels. We are currently rebuilding our entire business from the inside out as well, with the website and all the internal processes. And it's a world of fun, and there's a lot to be done, and it's a matter of prioritizing. But the good news is it sounds as though Cryptopia is here to stay. There's a reason that you've got over 2 million accounts. Is a reason why you're going to continue to grow, I believe. And, just the idea of being able to actually generally help people with their security. That's the reason I'm here, not so much security, but to help people to become a better version of themselves as a trader. So I look forward to seeing Cryptopia's growth continue. You're definitely doing something right there, Raj. I really appreciate your time. Where can people find out more information about what you guys are doing?
www.cryptopia.co.nz. There is a news tab there that we generally put all our content up through there. If you are already registered, we are starting a email marketing engine up eventually in the near future. So we'll be contacting our base through that. That'll be the first time we've used EDMs. So generally, we don't like to spam them, but we just want to make some contact with the user base to let them know what we're doing. So there's probably the two ways that people can communicate with us.
Excellent. Well, mate, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show. Thank you so much for your time. I know you've got a lot going on, so I do appreciate the conversation. I wish you all the best going forward, and thanks for being on the show.
Thank you very much, Craig. Nice to speak to you, mate.
No worries. That was Raj Wadera of Cryptopia. Thanks very much for your time, ladies and gentlemen. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast is hosted by Craig Cobb. All Trader Cobb courses, products, and tools can be found at tradercobb.com, because experience matters.